You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Amen, hallelujah. Let us enter into his presence with a joyful noise. The scripture tells us to enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Make a joyful noise. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited, and let's get excited, be excited, evolve into an excitement and a joy just to be in his presence. That we evolve to a place of being detached from the circumstances and the situations and the things that we see it and hear it and feel it and smell it and taste it. Okay, amen. We can evolve into that place that does not alter my excitement to abide with the Lord God Almighty, that this is the opportunity being before you. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Jesus. I want to welcome us all to the presence of God. This is where we are praying. This is where we are worshiping. This is where we are seeking. This is where we are abiding. This is where we are dwelling. This is where we are submitting. This is where we are surrendering. Ah, Shandarabosandaya. This is where we are faithing. This is where we are learning to trust. Hallelujah. I can hear somebody saying, well, I trust the Lord. I believe that as long as we're walking on this earth, amen, he's taking us from not just faith to faith and glory to glory, hallelujah, from trust to trust. I think that we can forever learn to trust him a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And faith him, amen, hallelujah, a little bit more. Glorify him a little bit more. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you that when two or more of us are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. So we want to honor you right now, acknowledge you right now, declare that you are our Lord, declare that you are our Savior, declare that you are our help, declare that you are our source, declare that you are our way, declare that you are our truth. May we be blinded by you. Hallelujah. See only you. I thank you for giving us in this hour, in this time, in this season, in this year, in this month, in this now, eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord God, we're seeking your wisdom. Scripture says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We're seeking your wisdom, your instruction, your peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus Christ. We thank you. We thank you for your outstretched hand. We thank you for your right hand resting on our heads, resting on our life, resting on the matters, dealing with the matters as we enter in be with you right now. I thank you for a spirit of forgiveness as we humble ourselves. Come on, y'all. This is a place of humility. Ah! Yes, Lord. The world may teach pride, but God teaches humility. May we seek humility. We can become more humble, more humble, more humble, more humble, more humble, more humble. Lord God, show us in ways that we are not operating, talking, thinking, functioning, moving in humility. And as we humble ourselves right now, welcoming your forgiveness, thanking you for your forgiveness. May we also flow out of that forgiveness. May we also flow out of that mercy. May we be a conduit of forgiveness in your mercy and your grace. May we share. May we share freely that forgiveness as you freely and easily forgive us. I thank you that we are forgiven. And I thank you that we are forgiving. Hallelujah. We thank you that we are forgiving. Teach us even more how to forgive. Teach us even more, Lord God, what forgiveness looks like. Forgiveness begins, thank you, Holy Spirit, at the place of humility. Forgiveness, hallelujah, begins and flows from the place of self-denying. Ah, Jesus! Ah, Lord, hallelujah. Listen, just real quick. Somebody say real quick. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 38, Jesus, as he's on the sermon, preaching from the mountaintop, as he's just finished giving the Beatitudes and the Sermon of the Mount, he says in verse 38, ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Now I want to read it. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I want to read it. Let's read it. Let's read it. Let's read it from another version. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Let's see. I'm turning to it. Oh, Lord, thank you. Let's try the Message. It says, here's another old saying that deserves a second look. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Is that going to get us anywhere? Ooh. Come on. Listen, we need the Spirit of the Lord to heareth. Faith cometh by hearing. And let us not, like, sometimes, amen, as God is ministering to us, hallelujah, and teaching us and correcting us, let us be careful and slow with, like, not rejecting it because we are hearing it based off of where we are in this moment in the heightened of things. But let us just sit with it and let it just sit with us and let it, the word, which is alive and active, hallelujah, sharper than any two-edged sword, let it do the work on us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit give us understanding. And let us not lean on our own understanding, even in the places of God maybe teaching and correcting or turning us, causing us to repent, meaning metanoia, to change the way of our thinking. Let it do the circumcising of us. Let us surrender and submit to it. Here's another old saying that deserves a second look. Let me look at that again. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Is that going to get us anywhere? Here's what I propose. Don't hit back at all. If someone strikes you, stand there and take it. If someone drags you into court and sues for the shirt off your back, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. And if someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more tit for tat stuff. Live generously. Now listen, we also have to read this with the wisdom. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We have to also sit with this and let wisdom, amen, minister and do the and lead us and guide us and instruct us on what this looks like in my life. Because we can also dangerously be mature to be in operate in a foolish manner versus a wise manner in what forgiveness looks like, what that looks like. Amen. Because we forgive and must sometimes put healthy boundaries. Amen. That's just one thing that the Holy Spirit is saying. So I just say, let us even meditate on the thing and let the work happen in our heart first. And God will give us the wisdom on what that, like how to walk it out, how to talk it out. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, for a spirit of maturity in you. A spirit of understanding from you, wisdom, discernment, knowledge, revelation. We're going to even some of your hard teachings and maybe a little bit difficult to wrap our natural around your word. But may we submit and surrender and live a servant and have a servant attitude towards letting your word wrap itself around us and deal with us and transform us. Oh Lord, we thank you today. I thank you, oh God. This is not premeditated us speaking about forgiveness and receiving the forgiveness and flowing from the place of forgiveness and growing in the place of forgiveness. That God's mercy is new every morning. What about us waking up and having a whatever happened yesterday is in yester and now. Amen. I forgive. I love. I'm being reminded of how dogs or even children, they're just forgiving. It's like they forget that what happened even a second ago. Can we evolve into that place? Again, every situation requires calls for forgiveness to look a different way, a certain type of way. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Can we just stay in this place right now and worship God from this place of forgiveness? Let forgiveness, the spirit of forgiveness, wash us, wash our minds. Hallelujah. Wash our hearts. Hallelujah. Let us receive the forgiveness. Amen. Stop looking to yester and what I did yester and even a second ago. His mercies are new every morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Now may we not carry any more yester things into this new day. Last year, last 5 years, last decade ago, into this new now. Ah, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebo Shotaya. Hallelujah. Thank you. Listen. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. I'm trying to find a scripture. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you. Can we have a little worship break? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, I'm going to read. This is what came to my spirit. And so let's just read. It's Micah. Chapter 7. I'm going to just read verse 18, 19, maybe 20, 20. Okay. It says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. Oh, please. Please, whoever the Lord has ministered unto in this hour, in this time, in this moment, in this hearing, receive the faith. Receive. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Receive. Let us practice a letting go. Let us do examine to see, am I holding on to any hurts, transgressions, things of yester, even yester childhood, yester teenagehood, yester preteenhood, yester young adulthood, yester adulthood, yester nowhood? Can we do an exchange? Can we receive God's mercy in that place? God's love in that place? God's comfort in that place? God's forgiveness in that place? And keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. And take teeny tiny baby steps if so needed, or big steps or leaps of a walking away from an abandoning and forsaking our understanding of it. Even in the heightened of the situation. Because God wants to do something with us in that place. And God wants to meet us And God wants to renew us. And God wants to, I see it like us being on the potter's wheel. Hallelujah. And God wants to heal us. And God wants to deliver us. And God wants to restore us. And God wants to renew us. And God wants to rejuvenate us. And God wants to give us a new perspective and a new insight. Verse 19, he will turn again. He will have compassion. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. So you know what I want to do? I want to look it up in a different version. Amen. Come on, somebody. I don't know why, but this is where God has us. And so this is where we're going to be. So this is where we're going to be. Amen. Maybe these are seeds God is sowing, and he's going to start to minister to us from this place tomorrow, next week, next month. Amen. I think some of us, all of us, one of us, okay, me, need to get a place of being like, Like, I'm okay with being like, I don't know. I'm okay with not having the answers. I'm okay with not knowing the why. I'm okay. Because I'm in God's hands. Because God has it. He knows the why. I don't have to. I'm okay. I'm okay with that. Let's see. The message to, oh, you know what? Let's do this one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's do the New Living. What happened? Thank you. Let's do the New Living. Let's see what the New Living says. Because we are New Living. Amen. Where is another God like you? This is Micah talking to our Lord, to God Almighty, who pardons the guilt of the remnant, overlooking the sins of his special people. You will not stay angry with your people forever, because you delight in showing unfailing love. Once again, you will have compassion on us. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depths of the ocean. That means they're thrown there. He has no recall. They're forgotten. They're gone. So may we, Lord God, not have such a quick recall. Not such quick remembrance. May we remember on your things, and give us good things to remember on, oh God. Give us the good things, sweet things, delicious things to meditate on, God, and rehearse on, God. You will show us your faithfulness and unfailing love as you promised to our ancestors, Abraham and Jacob, long ago. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, on this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the riches that come at the well of forgiveness. Thank you for the riches that come at the well of your unfailing love. Thank you, O God, for the transformation that comes from the well of your unfailing love. Thank you for the understanding that comes from the well of your unfailing love. Thank you for the healing that comes from the well of your unfailing love. Thank you for the renewal, O God, that comes from the well of your unfailing love. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the goodness that comes from the well of your unfailing love. I say thank you even for the brokenness that comes at the well of your unfailing love, because it is in that place, amen, that contrite place, that broken place, amen, that you, hallelujah, our mender, begins, the blessing enters in. Amen. Come on, the anointing is at the place of the crushing that the anointing, hallelujah, begins to run out. We thank you, oh God, that right now we are drinking from the well of your unfailing love, the well of your unfailing love that ensures your promises over our life and regarding our life will and shall come to pass. The well of your unfailing love that hears and answers our cries and our prayers. Hallelujah. The well of your unfailing love, we experience you, O God. A filling of you, a hydration of you, O God, a washing by you, O God. I thank you that as we are at the well of your, of your unfailing love, hallelujah, we are encountering you in a new way, in a different way, in a way that we didn't even expect. Thank you, oh God. I thank you that at this place of your well of unfailing love, I'm reminded of the woman, amen, at Jacob's well. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Where Jesus, he says in John chapter 4, that he must needs to go to this well, right? And in verse 7, it says, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. And they begin this this exchange. I thank you, O God, that whatever our needs are, whatever the places that we are dry, empty, lacking, overwhelmed, hopeless, even hopeful. Lord, I thank you that you are tending to, watering. Amen. Hallelujah. We're asking you. Listen, in verse 10, it says, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. We're asking you today, Lord Jesus. We're asking you right now, Lord Jesus. We're asking you in this hour, you give us to drink. Hallelujah. Give us to drink the living water, O God. The living water that brings us joy. Give us to drink the living water that brings us peace, Heavenly Father. Give us to drink your living water that brings forth healing. Give us to drink your living water, hallelujah, that heals and delivers and renews and restores. And give us to drink living water that repairs and rejuvenates. Give us your living water that gives us perspective and that bringeth forth breakthrough. Give us your living water that strengthens us. Give us your living water, O God, that nourishes us. Give us your living water that creates in us a deeper hunger and thirst for you, O God. Give us the living water that as we drink, hallelujah, because as you give, hallelujah, because as we ask, hallelujah, we shall receive. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is just simply causing us to draw even closer to you, that we're always wanting to sit and rest and be at the place of your living water. Feed us in this hour, O God. Nourish us in this time, O God. Supplement us in this time, Heavenly Father. Reba Sandaya. Renew our minds in this time, O God. Transform us in this time, Heavenly Father. Meet us where we are, O God, in the barren place, cause the living water to change the soil, to change the climate, to change the situation, to change the circumstance, O God, to a place of life, into a place of breath, into a place of relief, into a place of help, into a place of restoration, into a place of an abundant supply. Give us, Lord God, your living water. We ask for living water. We ask that you will give living water to our family members. We ask that you will give your living water to our loved ones, to the children, our children. We ask that you will provide living water to our relationships. We ask that you will provide living water, hallelujah, to our marriage. We ask that you will provide living water to our physical bodies. We ask that you will provide living water even to our minds, hallelujah, that we our minds will be watered to the point that we're functioning and thinking with the mind of Christ. We ask, oh God, the living water will run over and in and through our hearts, and out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. We ask, oh God, that at our feet we're standing in puddles of your living water and walking, hallelujah, it out. Come on, somebody. I just saw the image of walking on water and walking on your living water and doing that which we couldn't even ask, think, or imagine, the impossible, the supernatural, the extraordinary, because we are at a place of following you, oh God, ever so diligently, that you are what we crave and you are what we desire and you are what we yearn for in you, and not things and not things and not things. Scripture says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, hallelujah, but seek ye first, amen, the kingdom of God, hallelujah, and his righteousness. Somebody say, and his righteousness, and his way of thinking, and his way of doing, and his way of living, and his way of being, and his way of seeing, and his way of sitting, and his way of waiting, and his way of long suffering, and his way of responding, and his way, which is not like our ways, and his way. May we submit and surrender to his way. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I believe that this word is a word that God is ministering and encouraging, that this is a prescription, that this is the answer, that as we seek and as we continue to seek and as we start seeking and as we don't stop seeking, hallelujah, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the kingdom where he is king, where he is Lord, where we bow and submit and surrender in his righteousness, and we copy him, and we're paying attention so closely that I'm imitating him and even disappearing into him, that now you don't see, you see me, but you don't see me. And what we don't realize is I'm experiencing Christ. I'm experiencing God through the individual, through the relationship, through. So let us stay on the path of seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Let us be a people that we're evolving, where it's not the things that I seeketh, and it's not the accolades, and it's not the this and the data. But it's just the pure desire of God and his righteousness. And he's going to bless us to be a blessing. And he's going to ensure, hallelujah, that our wellness and wholeness and deliverance. I thank you, oh God, that for a fresh anointing, that whoever and wherever we're bound, I thank you that anointing, Lord God, is freeing us from that place, delivering us from that place, speaking to us from that place. So we thank you for your living water as we stay on the path of seeking you, praying to you, believing you, trusting you, desiring you, submitting to you, surrendering to you, serving you, humbling ourselves before you, dying to self so that we may live in you. So we thank you. Thank you so much, oh God, for supplying our every need according to your riches and glory, that you will be glorified. We bless your name. And we thank you for your blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every single one under the sound of my voice. And we thank you and we declare life and life more abundantly. We declare that we're walking by faith, for that is the place where we are pleasing you. And I declare that with God, all things are possible. So may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. With God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.